I call to order the 9/13/2022 board meeting at 6:02 p.m. Roll call. Lisa, here. Beth?
Here.
Eileen?
Here.
All the board members are present. Staff members present. Whitney? Public in attendance are the Harts, the Mullins, and the Halls. Does anyone have any more comments about Beth's board summary from the previous month?
I just have a quick question, and that's I saw the information from the board meeting. Do you have to post the information from that meeting we had in the middle of the month or not?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's not done.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
It is yet to come.
Okay.
So if no one has any questions, can I get a motion to approve the board summaries from the previous month?
I'll motion that.
I'll second.
Okay, Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Now we're on to Curtis and lovely Highland Water Report.
Howdy, everybody.
Hey, Curtis.
The three items I saw in our docket, one, the chlorine residual. I sent out an email to the board because I'm actually at my grandmother's house for the evening. Looking over the past 2 months, the chlorine residuals bounced anywhere from about 0.15 to 0.5, which is pretty healthy. Oregon requirement is that we keep it at least 0.2, and there were three separate instances where at one point or another during the week, you guys dropped below that. To which my first thought would be, okay, let's just kick the chlorine up a little bit so that that doesn't happen again. But I know that there have been some issues with people having too much chlorine in the water, so I'll probably wait until we get the disinfection byproduct sample test back and we have the results for that, just to make sure we're not oxidizing anything that gives off a terrible smell, just to make sure that's not the cause of our issue. So that's just to keep you guys updated with where we are there. Aaron's going to be taking the DBP sample on Thursday, the 15th, along with putting in the curtain drain and backfilling some of the holes. The meter splicing that we've been tackling for, I think it's been 2 months now. We just finished. We got the 10th one in on Friday. So all 10 of them are in the ground. I have emailed out serial numbers and addresses, so you guys should have a cumulative list. Not all of the holes have been backfilled, so it's not 100% finished yet, but that's one of the tasks to be done on Thursday, just as a final cleanup. They'll be out there with a dump truck and an excavator, and Dakota should have a few hours to get that taken care of. So those were the two main items on my docket. I know you guys are waiting to put together like a budget to see if you want to try and do more meter splicing this year, or if you want to hold off till next year. So after Thursday, you should say, I don't think we send out our bills till the end of the month, but after this month, you should be able to put that all together and get a clean picture of on average what it costs to do a meter. The last item I had on the docket for the agenda I saw was the First Street, the replacing that broken valve. I haven't even put together an estimate for it yet because I was told we were going to hold off on that until winter time when there were less people around. So I haven't even looked at it, but if you guys want me to take a better look into it, just let me know.
Yeah, actually I had put that on the agenda because there was that temporary repair done up there.
Yeah.
And did we want to schedule that or not?
Well, I will say the temporary repair has been backfilled.
I know, but
okay. So we're still good to fix it, but it's of equal quality to everything else in the area. It's just not something I would have put in under normal circumstances.
Right. So I just thought that was something the board should discuss about. Do we want to do that, schedule that coming in, or do we want to wait till next spring or next fall?
Can we get a price or an estimate?
Well, it was a repair that needed to be done, and it had a temporary fix done on it.
Right. No, I understand. He said yeah. he needed to put something together.
Oh, that was if we wanted to replace one of those valves.
Yeah, sorry. I misunderstood. The agenda just said the first street repair. So the valve I was talking about, it's a large mainline 2-inch valve. Sorry, that's my nephew running up and down the stairs.
Oh, that's okay.
The emergency leak we repaired, I think back in August, maybe July, is a little 3/4 inch. It was a brass piece that split. And if you want us to do the repair, we're happy to. One of the questions I'll have right off the bat is how far back do you want it repaired? Because the entire service that I saw was pretty janky. And I never did find the main line. So if I was under normal circumstances to do the rebuild, I would rebuild it all the way to the main line. That way, you know, everything coming off of it is solid and sound. But if you want us to just repair what's in the ground with pieces that we would intentionally bring, we can do that too.
But this is different than the valve.
This is different than the valve, yes. The valve was going to be used to shut off the water to this leak so that we didn't have to shut down the whole system.
Oh, okay.
Because the valve doesn't work, we had to do this weird temporary repair.
Okay.
Just because I wasn't going to risk breaking anything on a Sunday without notifying anyone.
Right.
So we're not replacing the valves. We're just repairing the broken pipe.
Pipe has already been repaired by, it's called a repair clamp. It works kind of like a Band-Aid. You put it on. It's just a big piece of rubber with a metallic backing, and you strap it down really good.
Sure.
And that's what it's for.
Okay. So you kind of implied that it's probably as good as the rest of the stuff that's in the ground right now. So is that kind of a true statement?
Yeah, the rest of the stuff that I was looking at from there is old, rotting away iron pipe.
Okay.
And more plastic and brass pieces that will probably crack in the coming years.
Okay. Okay. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. With that information, I'd vote
that's
on
where it's at.
Waiting till at least spring to see where our budget is.
Okay.
And I did crunch some numbers on meters today based on the costs from July and August and how much we budgeted. We probably have just enough for maybe 9 more installations.
Okay.
However, I would suggest we would want to not do more than probably 3 or 4 now and wait till spring. We did, as you know, take a bunch of money from our system repair budget category and put it into meters. And I'm getting a little nervous about that because things like the curtain drain wasn't, you know, anticipated.
Right. And I think repairs rarely are.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We might want to do feeling is maybe another round of them, you know, 3 or 4 that you could get done in one day and then hold off on the rest of them.
Okay.
But that's,
I don't know,
that's
I could
my
get
opinion.
Three
I don't
or
know.
Four done in one day, but I could try.
Huh?
I'm trying to think over.
You
we
did.
Spent 4 days on this project and we did 10.
Right. So well, approximately. Yeah.
I would average to say if we picked easy ones, we could probably do 2, maybe 3 in a single day.
I think you did 3 in one day.
Yeah, 3 in one day where the hole was already exposed from a previous day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a nice bit when you can go out there and just prep
right.
and then have another day.
Okay. Okay, so maybe 3 or 4 in a couple days, right? Another kind of session of highlighting them. That's just my opinion. I don't know what the other commissioners are feeling.
I would like to find out how much it is per meter before we go out and or, you know, get some more done. I
well, that's what I did.
I'd like to see that.
We're looking at about 1,700 for labor and miscellaneous materials, which is, you know, some of the fittings. And then the meters are a little under 200 each.
Yeah, but see, I don't know. I would like to be finished with the meters that we have installed and then look at the, and make sure all the accounting is done from Highland Bills. And then next month, when the accounting comes out, look at it and see how much we have in the budget and then go from there.
Okay. You want to wait another month? That's fine.
I do.
Cool.
Okay.
That's well, fine well, by well, me. I will well, point I mean, out just as a.
Eileen wants to talk.
Didn't catch that last thing you said, Lisa.
I agree with you, Lisa. I'd like to see how the numbers have been crunched. So I'd certainly like to look at the information that you used, Beth.
Well, you can look and at then, it too. It's just from the Highland invoices.
Yep, that's great. I'd like to see which ones you were looking at, because I've got one that I just saw today and I can, you know, kind of glean from that. But I'd also like to see where you're getting your numbers from.
It would be July and August. July and August.
July and August. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Curtis?
What? I'm in a meeting. Sorry, this is my nephew. I'm in a meeting. Can you go find Dad? Thank you. Sorry about that. I was listening. Invoices for July and August.
How many do we have left? I saw the bill, this latest bill, and it looks like there was an invoice for 10 of them on there. So I'm assuming that those are the ones that you, are those the ones that they were able to find for you that they just had to reprogram?
Yeah, so we put in the 10 meters that were already at the Otter Rock building when I started working.
Okay.
We ordered 9 more from Ferguson, and right. Those have been delivered to the Otter Rock building. So they're there now.
Okay.
But there are only 9 of them. I don't know where the number 10 came from.
I think it was on the invoice, but I'll relook. I'll look. Okay. I just kind of, you know, read over it today because that's when I saw it. So, okay. So there's 9 or 10 more sitting there. Ready.
There's exactly 9 more sitting there. Yes.
Okay. Right, that we have purchased.
Okay.
Yes. You have purchased them.
Yeah. Okay.
I will throw out a side note. I mentioned this in the email I sent out. I have depleted a lot of the things that commonly go into meter splicing, meter boxes, mm-hmm. tail pieces, a few other small parts. So to keep doing meter splicing, I'll need to order those.
Right.
Can't splice a meter without a meter box. So just a heads up.
Yeah. Yeah, Eileen, we were working on a supply of kind of the miscellaneous parts also that we had. Most of for Highland to do the meters that mm-hmm. had already been purchased
right
year before. So
yeah,
there'll be some additional materials costs coming up.
Yeah,
more than we've had.
Right. Okay.
So we've been purchasing the meter boxes. Will definitely be the most expensive. The other pieces, I'm trying to think. A tail piece is probably. I really shouldn't budget when I don't purchase stuff, but I can't imagine it's more than like $30. The barbed fittings probably 10 or 15. And I'm trying to remember the last one I threw on there that we needed, but
right,
just,
right.
just a handful.
Okay.
I was figuring to be safe, maybe $100 for that extra stuff. No more than 100 for each.
I know those boxes you guys had were very nice boxes. So right. I don't know what the cost of those are.
Yeah.
I guess the other thing that it'd be nice to know is exactly how many more meters we've got to go.
Oh, we've got quite a few.
Let's say 100 and some, right?
Yeah, we've got about 160 connections. We've got, we probably don't quite have 100 left. We're maybe down to 92 or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we've got one meter installed that we could steal that's no longer being used. But then it looks like we have one that's going to need replacing, although we should be able to get a replacement from Ferguson for that. We've got a meter that just quit reading. what was I going to say? Now I don't remember. We do have about 14 more corpse stops that are already identified. So we're good there.
I do have one question for you, Curtis. I got a tour of the tank farm, and we were looking in the shed that has the chlorination system in it. And Beth mentioned that you guys were waiting for a part for one of those meters.
Had been.
And you've received the part.
So we're talking about the flow meter. Are we using the flow meter? Do you know?
That would be a great question for Aaron. He set the whole thing up and put it to run. I actually don't know where it's at in this point.
Okay. So should we reach out to him, or is that something that you would ask him?
I can reach out to him. I don't know anything about a part that's missing, and everything from the chlorination side seems to be working properly.
It was wiring that needed to be replaced. It was working, and then it quit working, and then they put a static injection system in the meantime and had to get replacement part.
Yeah, I'll reach out to Aaron and see if he knows what's going on. He'll be out there Thursday, so it'll be a great time for him to make sure everything's fixed up and ready to go.
And Thursday's when he's doing the curtain drain?
Yep. Yeah, he was supposed to do it, I think, last Wednesday or something, but we had a driver hit a bridge and knock out one of our water lines. Yeah, I can't really comment on the state of the mentality of that driver, but it wasn't great.
I'm sure you guys are probably scrambling all the time for this.
Yeah, but this one was especially bad.
Okay, I have no more questions.
Are there any questions from the community before Curtis goes?
I just wanted to know if we had requested that one of our customers had their meter turned back on, or their water turned back on last week. I think Lisa asked for that. Was that done?
It was not by me. They might have assigned it to Cody if the office was notified.
Okay. I just need to know if I need to start billing them. So.
Okay. Yeah, I can figure that out, but no, if you called the office, they probably put it on Cody's plate. He's the system operator. He takes care of the day-to-day stuff. I'm more so on projects.
Okay, I can shoot him an email.
Okay.
And ask. Thanks.
Well, if no one has any questions, thank you, Curtis, as always, and we'll see you next month.
Sounds good. Always a pleasure.
Have fun with the little one.
Oh, yes. Bye.
Good evening. Next on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
Well, we don't have a treasurer, but I can throw some stuff out at you if you would like.
Yes, please.
I can give you our current balances, and I did this time by fund. We have a total balance of $213,339.94. In the general fund, we have available $81,301.42, and that is taking out from our general checking the $44,302 of system development fund. There's the chlorination fund has not changed except for 16 cents in interest. We have $19,169.98. And then of course we have our balance in the community center fund of 366 79, and our state reserve fund is $68,212.48.
Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
There was an email, I think it was just a couple days ago, about some money being transferred.
We need to still transfer $15,000 into from the general checking to the state. So that would actually should be added to what is in our reserve fund.
Okay.
So it would be the 81,000 minus 15K and the 68,000 plus 15K. And we need a treasurer to do that, so. We had credits of $7,570.36. We had debits of $18,674.40. We have a total of somewhere here $11,456.16 in bills to pay. However, three of those are reissues. Somehow three of our checks from July never made it to their destination, and we need to reissue those bill, those checks, which is why they are on the list. Other than that, we have a few reimbursements. We have the Highland Water bill for August. We have the R&R excavation bill, which we got a invoice for. Renewable resources, which is our water testing. And then the reissues. If you look at our P&L report, basically we're at 2 months into our fiscal year, so that accounts for 17% of the funds. So basically, if you're looking through here to see what percent of budget we have either spent or is in income, 17% would be for 2 months, although everything isn't always equal every month, but it gives you kind of a clue when you're looking at it. So we're under on a lot of our expenses. We're a little high on a few. Our meter installation looks a little high, but again, that's something we're not going to be doing that every month. Our water testing is within range. Our system repairs and maintenance is a little on the high side, but hopefully that will fluctuate. We have some months that we don't have anything. Our payments to Highland are just at 14%. So overall, that's pretty good. In our on our income end, you need to take out the amount from systems development from that. And I'm hoping to get, we can figure out how to do a P&L that actually shows that in the future, but we aren't there yet. Any questions?
I have a couple questions on the reconciliation.
But I have to be able to answer them, or you can't ask them. But go ahead.
Okay. The deposits and credits, there were several weeks in August that we did not do deposits on a weekly basis.
No, we don't do them on a weekly basis. We do them, we try to do them twice a month.
It really should be done weekly, Beth. But I think that maybe is a policy thing that we can work on. They should be done weekly as far as I'm concerned. I just got
to. Yes, other people have thought so. It doesn't always work out when you have someone that's only has office time, you know, a couple days a week. Remember, we're like a maybe one third FTE for office time. So,
well, maybe we can figure something out on that.
So. Yeah, that could be.
I brought it up because someone in the community came to me before the meeting and said that they were charged a late fee when they don't deserve a late fee. And they will be sending an email out to everyone, but they're not happy. And
well, the late fees do not depend on when the money was deposited. It depends on when it was received. And, you know, as of Friday, it looked like we had 20 people with past due accounts. I don't know what it turned out to be because I haven't seen it since then. But I'm sure, and in some cases, it won't always be their fault, and we will work those out. You know, if they mailed a check and we get it and we can look at the postmark on it, or if it's a bank issued check, we'll look at the date on their thing, because we often have mail that takes several weeks. I know one of my bank checks took 3 weeks, three extra weeks one time to get to the office. So the good news, however, and this goes into our office report, is we have a grand total now of 18 customer accounts signed up for ACH.
I got one more today.
Okay, now we're
going to have one more we're going to be getting.
Then we'll have 19, which is pretty, I'm impressed with that.
Okay, I have one more question. There were two checks that I don't recognize the names of, and they were done on 9/7. Calvin Smith and Tom Stonesfort. What are they actually checks, and why?
Where are you getting the checks? What are you looking at?
It's on page one of the reconciliation detail. It's at the very bottom. It says new transactions, checks, and payments.
They're both customers.
Yeah, that would be checks received, right?
Well, then why don't they show as a deposit and not as a check?
They're not on the bank statement, right? They're on the reconciliation.
Yeah, they show a negative number. So if it's a deposit, it should be positive and not a negative. That is why I'm asking.
They might be people that were prepaid. Or I know Calvin has two accounts, and one he had prepaid and one he didn't. And he wanted to transfer some money over. So it's possible that's what those were. I can't think off the top of my head. I've been feeling a little crazy this month.
Right. That would probably be something we'd need to look up in QuickBooks, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find this. This is the general checking reconciliation.
Yes.
New transactions.
Yes. Very bottom. Calvin.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen those before on here, Whitney. We'll have to look in that.
I'm looking up his account right now.
Because they shouldn't be negative. If they're deposits, they shouldn't be negatives. That's my only.
Well, we don't usually have those on there. That's one I can't answer. Any other questions?
Nope.
I've got lots of questions, but not right now.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we pay the bills.
I second. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Lisa? Yes.
Great.
All right, now. Yeah, there we go. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to turn off my phone.
It's okay.
Three yeses for that motion?
Correct.
So it passes. And more maybe on the office report. I don't know. Whitney, I looked at the aging report on Friday. We had about 20 people with past due accounts, but I didn't see one since then. Do you have an idea of how many accounts you had to apply late fees to?
That's about right. I didn't count them, but that sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, like I said, I'm sure we'll be working it out with people because, you know, and we have several accounts that are in dispute right now that we didn't apply late fees to, but we will if it turns out when they think they paid, but, you know, we don't have record of it. And those happen every few months. We have one or two of those. So
And like I got a check today that the person I had applied late fees to, but it was postmarked the 9th. So I'm going to go in and credit their account and send them a notice and let them know.
Right.
I mean, this is the first month of this too. I mean, I don't think a lot of people realized there were going to be late fees or things like that. It's going to be bumpy.
Yeah,
I think, you know, I mean, it change always is.
Right.
So, and then anybody that needs to talk about their bill, they need to call me, you know, like they need to talk to me because I'm the one that has the information.
Right. So, yeah. If any commissioners have someone stop them on the street, always have them call or email the office because that's the only way we can, you know, work with them and help them.
Can I speak?
Definitely. Yeah.
There's a lot of we, and I'm just curious, how involved are you in all of this, Beth? Isn't this Whitney's job? You just seem to be, it seems to be that it sounds like you're doing a lot of this alongside of her.
No, I'm overseeing a lot of it.
Okay.
But I'm not doing it.
Yeah, okay. I'm doing it all. She just is like my supervisor is how.
Okay. So are you her supervisor because there isn't a treasurer?
No, because there's not a general manager. One of the board has to be, and I've been the only one willing to do it, I guess. So
you kind of assumed the role of her manager.
I was asked to do it by the board.
Okay. So is this something that's in writing?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's in the minutes, I'm sure. Well, it might not be in the regular minutes. It might have been done in an executive session, but I was asked to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I said, yes, okay.
Right. Okay.
Any more questions I can't answer? Okay.
Move moving on to the other correspondence and the request for the fence money.
Right. So I was explaining the email. It was a phone call. Whitney talked to him. The neighbors at the office want to build a fence, and did we want to pay for half of it? And I guess, Whitney, you told them, gee, kind of doubtful since it wasn't in the budget. So
yeah,
it's been left. But she said, you know, as we should do, it would be brought before the board. So there you go, board.
And they'd already decided what they were going to do. She told me they were going to build a fence, and she was kind of talking about it. And at the end of the conversation, she was like, oh, and by the way, how about paying for half of it? And I was like, I don't think that's going to work, but I'll talk to the board. So they now own the whole stretch of property that borders our property line. So I assume the fence would go all the way to like that whole length where they just cleared that lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to go that whole length and then surround their whole property.
Right. Well, that would be adjacent to part of Peggy's extra lot too, probably.
Right.
It is adjacent to Peggy's extra lot.
The biggest part is along our property line.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I guess my only concern is that if they're going to put a fence up, it goes on the property line. And so they need to make sure that they know where the property line is before they put the fence up. And speaking from personal experience, we just put a fence and our neighbors did not help us pay for it. So if they want to do a fence, in my opinion, they can go ahead and pay for it.
Right.
Yeah, that would be my opinion too. We don't have a need for a fence, and we didn't budget for it either. So I don't think we can, my opinion.
Or did we have a decision on what fence that's going to be there?
Yeah. We have enough.
You know, who knows what this fence is they wanted?
What's your feeling on it, Lisa?
I would love for someone to pay for my fence, but no. I say no. We have to replace our systems. I mean, if that band-aid does not, you know, work, you know, we're going to be in a world of trouble. So, no.
I will let her know.
Yeah, that's consensus right there.
So, do you want me to let her know, or do one of you want to let her know?
We'll let you let her know.
Okay. She's nice. I have a good rapport with her.
Yeah.
Moving on to open board positions number 3 and number 5, we still don't have any traction.
Talking it up.
Maybe somebody will get bored when it starts to rain.
There you go.
Well, and I think that it's a really good point too, that they're both only until the end of the year, right? The end of the fiscal year.
Yep.
So it's sort of like, it'd be a good way to try it on and see if it was a good fit for them too.
That's what I keep telling everybody. It's a short-term commitment. You can try it out, see what you think. Yeah, they're both those positions. And position 2, 3, and 5 are up for re-election in May, and the term ends June 30th. So,
next on the agenda is a treasurer.
One of the positions we're required to have under the statutes, and we need a treasurer. So I don't need any more to do. It'd be Lisa or Eileen, if you would like to jump in there. Either one of you.
I would be happy to go ahead and take the treasurer position, but I really need some, I need to know what the responsibilities are. I need access to some stuff. And I need to be able to do the job. So I need to be able to do some things without a lot of interference from other people. So
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, I think either. Well, I think for one thing, Beth, I need access to QuickBooks. I need to be, and I need to be able to work with Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
Without you overseeing it, I would like to work with Whitney. And I'd also like to know, you know, I've got a document that's dated 2/21 that has board duties. But I don't even know if that document is something that's a valid document or not. I can email it to you guys.
But the one I emailed you?
Well, I don't know if it is. Beth, I've gotten so many emails, you know, and so many documents kind of thrown at me. You know, it's got the Otter Rock logo on it. Hold on.
Right.
That might be the one we gave her in her board packet when we met her at the office.
Well, that's probably
this one.
Officer roles. Yeah.
That looks right.
Yeah. That
was presented to the board. And what did you say there was a date on it?
Yeah, it's 2/27 of 21.
Of 2021.
Yes.
Okay. February of 2021.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that was presented to the board. There were some questions about it. There was some heavy resistance from some of the board members at that time, and it never was officially adopted. I think it would be very good for this board to have an official document such as that. It would be actually part of what would probably go into a policy statement, if we ever get to the policy statements.
Well, I think we need to get to the policy statements, Beth. Yes. I think that that's part of the problem, is that we don't have any policies. And so we're all kind of, you know, and so anyways, but that, I mean, obviously that's one of the things on our agenda tonight. But
right.
I guess for me, if I'm going to try to take on this treasurer role, I need some sort of a description of what I'm supposed to be doing. And so this does give me some idea, you know, but there again, you know, I know that you and Whitney work pretty closely together, but a lot of the treasurer roles is going to involve me being able to see this stuff.
Right.
Whitney, that's, you don't need to comment on this right now. The board is talking. So,
well, we're talking about her working with.
Well, I understand. I understand that, Beth. But so, okay. I'm just trying to get some clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Is all. Okay. So there you have it. If you want me to be the treasurer, I will go ahead and give it a shot. So, but if I'm going to do it, then I want to make sure that at least these bullet points that are on this document are something that is going to be my responsibility. And going forward, you know, I know that one of the things that we want to do is work on some of these policies, and maybe we can fine tune some of this stuff. But at least this will give us a baseline.
Right. But as far as the treasurer role, the only opposition there was to that maybe wasn't complete, that there should be more in there. But generally, the treasurer is in charge of overseeing the financial status of the district.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But in order to do that, you know, I need access. So, right. And so right now, I don't have any, so.
Yeah, I would expect, Eileen, if you took this over, it would probably be good for there to be a transaction or a transition period,
mm-hmm.
Where you would work with both Whitney and I can, you know, we can look at what interactions I have been having.
Right.
Since and transition it, you know.
Right. And I mean, Beth, you seem to be doing everything, which don't get me wrong.
Which I've been accused of doing before.
Right.
And it's not right. Because I want some mega control over this, but it's just that other people did not step up to do the thing.
Right. And I guess that's just my only concern is that, you know, that's my only concern, Val, is that you seem to be doing all of it. And if I need to be able to do it. So that's all. You know, you have got answers to all of my questions. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I appreciate it. And you seem to be, you know, overseeing everything. So if I'm going to do this treasurer role, I really would like to transition and have you step away from it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And allow you to do some other things that are probably a lot more relevant. You know, you seem to be very good at working on policy. And I mean, the few letters that you've put together, especially that last one that you put together was, you know, I couldn't have done that. So the one that we did for Second Street.
Oh.
You know, so anyways.
Right.
I mean, I think as long as we're all kind of clear. So.
Right. Yeah. You have to understand, I've been trying to give away a lot of this stuff for a long time.
Well,
there's not been any takers. So,
well, that's one of the reasons that
I'm very willing to hand some of this stuff over.
Right. And, you know, and hopefully handing it over and working on policies and maybe writing up some of this stuff so that we can make things a little bit more streamlined.
Right.
Will be good. So
that would be. That would be.
Yeah.
Well, okay. With that said, I make a motion that we appoint Eileen to be treasurer.
I second that motion.
Is that an emotion or an emotion?
Emotion. I was laughing a little bit.
Don't laugh.
No, I appreciate it more than you know, Eileen. I would take it over, but you know, I don't have to. I can't do it. I just can't. Beth, yeah.
Yes.
Eileen.
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa, yes.
Yes, Lisa.
Yes. Motion passes. Next on the agenda is the Business Oregon loan application, and who's going to take what so that we, number one, don't duplicate effort, and number two, have a checklist and so that we can get this back to Kevin in hopefully a timely manner.
Right. Well, you all got my email, right, on that. We've got 14 sections, or 13 that he had, 13, he had a 13 or 14 item list. And I can pretty much take care of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. For sure. 12. What was 11 again? Need help on these numbers. Other debts. Oh, we don't have debts. 11, 12, 13's kind of a biggie.
Which one was 13, Beth?
That's the basically doing a 5-year budget.
Yeah, that's the one that I think is going to take a little bit of time.
Listing the current year and then 1, 2, 3, five more years extended, which we have never done. And it's going to take some work, really. The scariest part is doing it with, you know, a project, ongoing project, anticipating that project actually going on. And what is the capital outlay for the different years for that?
Well, for one thing, I don't think it needs to be exact at this point.
Well, it can't be exact. Right. It has to be realistic.
Right, exactly. And you know, that's like the contract that he sent back and some of the dollar amounts, you know, it looks like they increased the construction costs.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it looked like it really was just kind of a across the board, he kind of adjusted everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what we do for our regular, like, operating expenses.
Right.
You know, pick a percentage and increase everything from this year.
Right.
Each year and stuff. Yeah. But you and I can get together and scratch out what we can.
Yeah. No, I'd love to. And that would be good.
With Kevin on that.
Yeah. I went and talked to the county. Did you see that email that I sent back on that? I kind of deferred back to Lisa on that because I'm not, you know, and that's another thing that we need to try to kind of discuss is who's communicating with who.
Well, that's on the agenda too.
Right. But I did go talk to the county and I did email everybody back on that.
Right.
So that one is kind of taken.
Okay, and we'll get, we can probably get answers maybe from Kevin on what we need to send them. Wasn't that what the question was?
Well, really Lincoln County is just looking for a draft from us.
Oh, and that's right.
Yeah, they really are just looking for the wording that the business origin is looking for.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so.
And we sent it to Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa, do you know who would be contacted at Business Oregon to help with that?
Yeah, the lady that we've been working with, and at her name, it's.
And I mean, I can pursue it too. I just wasn't sure if it was something that we wanted to defer back to Kevin. If he
her name is her name is Michelle Bilberry.
Oh, Michelle, yeah.
Yeah.
The one we get the emails from.
Yeah, she's the lady. So, Eileen, if you want to, you know, email her and ask her, you know, what kind of verbiage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I won't be stepping on any, you know, my toes.
Right. Okay.
That she needs. Because I don't think Kevin knows the language that Business Oregon wants.
Okay.
So as soon as we get the language from Business Oregon, then we can give it to Kevin as a draft, you know, a draft. Well,
so it goes to the county.
Yeah, I know, but the county guy said, you know, Kevin might want to be CC'd on it as a draft.
Oh yeah.
So.
Well, and that might have just been me assuming that it was going to go back to Kevin. So, you know, it was more the county saying, this is what I need.
Yeah,
so if you're saying that I really should take that question to the Business Oregon contact, then that's what I'll do. I wasn't sure at that point if things go back to Kevin or if we're, you know, going outside of Civil West to get some answers. So, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So Elaine.
Yep. And I guess no one's interested in getting the UEI number.
I can work on that as well, Lisa. I think that was the other one that I said I'd try to work on.
Okay.
I think on that one, I'm probably going to be asking you guys a lot of questions, but it might be good for me to kind of get those answers going forward anyway.
Right. So. That's fine. And I don't know what number two is. What are the non-compliance letters that he needs?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what he was asking for there.
You know, Lisa?
Hold on, I'm gonna go back to the emails and see if I can figure it out.
Section three, please provide copies of the latest and past non-compliance letters. Is there anything more recent than 8/28/2020?
Non-compliance for what?
Is that the state?
I am guessing it's
before we chlorinated?
Yeah, that's my guess, yes.
Okay.
That was my guess, but it's just a guess. So maybe we need to
contact. I can email Kevin tomorrow about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Kevin, non-compliance.
And if so, no, we haven't that I know of.
No, we haven't.
Number three is the number. Well, we have that. The EIN is simple. We have that all over the place. I've got that, and I can. And, you know, one of the questions I had, Lisa, was who is going to funnel this all to Kevin? Do we put it, direct it all to you, Lisa, and then you send it to Kevin?
Sure.
Okay. Because I can provide a number of these things right now. I've already looked them up. Some of the other stuff. Okay. Send to Lisa.
So do we have any federal ID numbers?
We have our EIN.
EIN, that's our employer number. We have that all over the place, yeah.
Right. But I mean, looking at the, what was the other one?
UEI.
That's what we don't have. And they used to ask for a DUN number, and we have that, but now it's a whole different thing, I guess.
Right. Yes. And Eileen, if you really want me to, you know, you're more than welcome to go into SAM. In April, SAM.gov got rid of DUNS numbers, and they created this system called UEI, which is unique entity identifier.
Okay.
Everyone that does work with the federal government has to have one of these numbers. And I've never gone into it personally because, well, I've never had a chance to, but I go into SAM.gov on a weekly basis to look up these UEI numbers for work.
Okay. Cause
so
I know
we have to log in at ORWD, you know, our email. And then you also have to make a login to login.gov because SAM.gov uses login.gov to communicate back and forth. And as soon as you have an account with login.gov, then they will text you their code so that you can go into SAM.gov, use that code onto SAM.gov, and then start the application process.
Okay, but we haven't done anything with SAM.
We haven't done anything.
Okay, no. All right. Okay, because I know I Googled it and ended up at SAM. And so, and then I stopped because I wasn't sure if we had gone any farther than that ever. So, okay.
Yeah. Good. And it's just tied to one email address. So whoever starts it has to finish it, unfortunately. Okay. And it'll ask for your cell phone. Like I said, I haven't been in it to know what kind of information they're going to be asking.
Sure. Okay. That's fine. There again, I mean, that was the only thing that was, you know, I mean, I'm more than happy to do it, but I'm probably going to be asking you guys questions. So anyways.
Right. It may take several tries.
Right.
And it's free.
Just document everything.
Yeah.
It's free to use. It's free to set up. And, it'll take a long time, so we can just tell Business Oregon that it's pending because there's universities that started in April and still don't have one.
Yeah. Well, and I saw that you replied to her and kind of let her know that too, Lisa. So yeah. Okay. Okay, well, so I will pursue the document that they need. I don't remember what number that was, Beth.
Number one.
Was that number one?
What, for a letter from the county?
Yeah.
Or to the county, yeah.
That's number one, okay. Number one, and then whatever other number for the UEI.
Oh, no, one is the county. The UEI is
number three. Okay. And it looked like you had answered a lot of the other ones. And the only other big one was that spreadsheet. So
yeah, and I have the answers for 4 through 12.
Okay.
And I'll put those together a little better and get those off to, well, both of you, but for Lisa to pass mm-hmm. on.
Okay.
And then, yeah, number 13.
Is that the spreadsheet?
Is the projected budget.
Okay.
And I can get the current one in there pretty easy, but it's the other one that maybe Eileen, you and I can work on.
Okay. Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
What was number two?
Two was the non-compliance.
Oh, okay.
I got that one. I'll email Kevin tomorrow.
Okay. So number 13 is Eileen and Beth. Oh, budget. Oh. Budget HHH again.
And one and three is me.
And I've got 4 through 12 covered, and then 14, I don't know what he meant here. This is a checklist of things that need to be included. I've checked those things for now of what we're needing. I don't have a...
Oh, there was one of the last pages. He had a bunch of items checked off, so...
And the ones
that... I'm not looking at it, Beth, so... Yeah. I need two screens.
Yes.
At least, yeah.
I used to have three. Going back to one is just like archaic.
I went from two big ones to a laptop screen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I just turned the oven on, baby.
So, I don't know where I put that email.
I think I've got, let's see, where do I have that?
No.
You know, when I downloaded this document, a lot of the text is
like Cyrillic. It's not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to go back and look at the old one from 2018 to even see what I was looking at.
Okay, so it wasn't just me.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Was it the same for you, Lisa?
Yes.
I thought it might be an Apple to window conversion or something, but it must have been, maybe you could, well, Kevin didn't seem to mention anything about it.
No.
So I'm looking at the actual document that he sent back to us, and he's got check marks of what he's attached. So I wonder if that number 14 is just the check marks that are missing. Additional project overview and details, funding letter of commitment, pre-award expense documentation, consolidation merger agreement documentation.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff doesn't apply to us.
Right. Okay. So Okay,
I'm looking for it in here.
So number 14, this is a checklist of things needed to be included. I've checked those things for now of what we're needing.
Section 10.
Section 10.
Which should be the last. Okay, I think I've got the wrong one open. I do.
Section 10.
Well, we need to give them the current budget. We don't have any audits. And the rate schedule. We have
compilation reports.
Yeah.
Yeah, section 10 is what I just read off. So he's checkmarked, you know.
Is this just going over what he just listed there in the email then?
Well, he's checked off project map, engineer's cost, project.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then the things that aren't checked, I'm wondering, is that what he's asking us for? Because those are the ones that I just read off. Additional project overview and details, funding letter of commitment, consolidation merger agreement, pre-award expense documentation, intergovernment agreement, operating agreement, document verifying establishment of private water system, signature authority documentation.
I think we just need to get that clarified with Kevin.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but anyways, that was section 10, Beth.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I finally found it in my.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, and I don't know, was that it? Was number 14 it? Yeah, that was it. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hugh.
Yeah. Okay.
Hugh. Yeah.
Oops, lost everybody. Where'd my Zoom go? Oh, there you are. Okay. Found you again. Okay, where are we at?
Oh, who's gonna be the contact for who?
That was one of the things, Beth, one of the first things I think we looked at is there, you had a spreadsheet, but it was an old one and it listed different vendors and stuff. And for the life of me, I can't find it.
But it the checklist for...
It was like a contact.
Yeah, it had some of that, but it didn't have all of it. It was who was doing what.
Okay, yeah.
But not contact-wise. I don't think I had people contact. One of the reasons I brought it up is, well, number one, Dick was supposed to be our contact for Highland, although I kind of jumped in there when he got sick and stuff. But there are a few entities that we work with who specifically have told us we only want to be in contact with one board member. They don't want multiple board members contacting them.
Yep.
And that was the county and the state are the ones that I know of. And it makes good sense. So they aren't getting bombarded with different information and stuff. And I just thought it would be a good time for us to go over that. And so we do have, I have been kind of Highland, they all have my phone number, I think, because I get calls from Cody, I get calls from Curtis, and you know, he called me on my birthday to go up and look at that water leak up at the on First Street, you know, that was on the weekend. And so
I actually would like to be the contact for Highland. That is a big invoice every month. And
oh yeah, but it, yeah, if you want to do the breakdown, that's fine. I've been doing it because no one else would do it. So
but
it means knowing about the system and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
So I think if you want to be the contact with Devin, that would be fine.
Who's Devin?
He's their finance person. He's the one who does the invoice. But, you know, if you want Cody to call you to ask you questions about the system, and Curtis, I guess you'll learn.
Yes, I would.
Throw her in the end of the pool.
Huh?
It's like throwing her in the deep end of the pool.
Yeah, I don't know how many flotation devices should we add for you now? If you're going to be the treasurer and the, you know, dealing with the system maintenance contact with Highland and et cetera.
Well, does it make any sense to be the contact for Devin?
Yeah, if you're talking just about the invoice.
Okay.
If that's what I'm gathering, maybe you're talking about.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
yeah,
you know, the other part of it, I agree, Bev. You know, I don't want to get.
We can work here into it.
No, that's okay.
If you want to be out, you know, looking at corpse stops with Curtis, be my guest. That's fine.
No, you like to do that. I know you do.
I'll work on my map project. I've got a map project I wanted to do for a while, but anyway.
Okay.
Okay, Highland. So
Curtis and
Devin is okay. Eileen will be the contact with their Devin, who's their accountant.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want? How do you feel about this, Lisa? You've been quiet about being in contact with Curtis regarding and. Cody, who's our local water operator person.
As long as we get emails, you know, of things that, you know, when they break and stuff like that, I'm good with you dealing with them.
Okay. So
I would be more than happy to be the backup on that, Beth, if you needed somebody to, you know, help with Curtis and Cody.
Okay, let's say for accounting, it's Eileen, and for operations, it's Beth. For Highland. County, you're doing that, right, Lisa?
Yeah, I basically got the state and the county because I'm the vice president, so I want.
So that's Lisa. And you're Civil West also, Lisa.
Yes. And the USDA and Business Oregon. With backup, of course, but yeah.
Right. Who else do we have? Are there any other ones we need? Well, okay, I thought one other, like insurance, but Eileen, you said you now have a login to SDIS.
Yeah, I can do the insurance part.
Okay.
If you'd like, yep.
That's well, you already have, and then you were getting some more information on workers' comp too, right?
Yeah. Well, the workers' comp, I think I got all the information I was going to get, which was basically we're covered. Even though it doesn't really state that on our policy, but they were going to were going to fix it.
Oh, they're going to fix it?
Yeah. So, yeah.
So maybe we just need to remember in a couple months to
inquire
as to if that's fixed.
Yeah.
Or, you know, online, you can look, it should be listed online. There's a good part of that when you go into the SDIS website. When you log in?
Yeah. Well, just reading the policy was somewhat convoluted. And that's kind of why I went back to them. It's like, okay, you've got yes checked here, but no checked here.
Yeah, but I mean, if they update it, it should show up on the website.
Okay. All right. Well, I can go look again, Beth. I didn't really pursue it any farther than that. It was, you know, so.
Okay. And then other than contacts, I don't have that thing where I can probably find it now.
The only other one I can think of, and it really it's probably not more contact, but just clarification. And that was on the email that was going back and forth today on the fraud and the Columbia Bank. And
the what?
That email that was kind of going back and forth today with us. And it was the subject was fraud from Columbia Bank. Fraud from Columbia Bank. It was on
the protection.
Yeah. Oh. The fraud protection. I'm sorry. Fraud.
The one that we already have.
Right. The Treasury.
Yes. Positive pay.
Yeah. It was called the Treasury Management Service Agreement. That's what they're calling it. That basically allowed you online access. And then there was a whole bunch of other stuff that was included in it. And I guess there was just sounded like there was a little confusion on what exactly we had with the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So, but maybe that's kind of a mute point because I think we're all signers. So we should all have equal access.
Did you fill out a thing to add Eileen to BizConnect? To get online access, because I know that's a separate form.
I filled out so many forms, I just signed them.
Well, yeah, I know, but it would look like what Jeanette sent us when we were signing up for ACH. It shows who has what access.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I can call her.
Check on that because especially if Eileen's our treasurer, then she needs to have all the access to the bank stuff that anyone has. And then I mentioned too, and I have to get down to the office and do that. I'll have to fill out the forms for the state. And we need more people on that anyway.
I've got to get you that form.
Yeah, but I have to get a form printed out and then signed so we can upload it from the office there.
I can call her tomorrow. I signed some forms too today, and I don't know if one of them was at Business Connect.
Don't you check with them? And
yeah, I will.
Got access to Biz Connect, and you should probably have the same ACH access too.
Yeah. Okay. But that really isn't who's doing what because we're all doing that or we all have the same access.
I'm not sure who has what. Well, no, Lisa, you have only access to log in to the state to get statements. Do you want full access?
Sure. I don't ever use it, but yeah.
Have you used it at all?
No.
When they sent you the email that said you have 24 hours to respond so you can really log in, did you do that? Probably.
No.
Set up a password?
No.
Okay, well, you'll probably have to redo that then.
Better.
I didn't know I had to do it.
Dick didn't either, so, you know.
So Beth.
Yeah, no, I haven't created any passwords whatsoever.
You get emails that say you got a short time to do it. They usually mean it. Well, the online access for Columbia will be the same.
They're merging with Umpqua.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They announced that about 6-8 months ago. But I mean, it was for, you know, they said it would be a year down the road when it really happened. They don't do those fast, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, Umpqua has been a good regional bank too.
Eileen, are you signed up to be a check signer now?
I signed all the forms today.
Okay, great.
So they're waiting. So they're now waiting for Beth.
Yeah, and they said they'd send them to Newport. I don't ever get up to Depot Bay.
Yeah.
They said she was call me and tell me, but they didn't call me today. So,
well, I'm going to call her tomorrow and ask her about this Business Connect, and then I'll ask her about if they're going to interoffice that stuff down and when. So,
okay. Anything else we need to set up who's doing what, or we'll just have to figure it out?
Yeah, I think we'll probably just, if we...
Oh, yeah, and when you have some free time, Eileen, I should, you know, get you onto our website, too.
to do what, Beth? Just learn how to upload documents and stuff, or...
Yeah, well, the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. I know that's one of the things that we talked about.
Right. But I just thought in your free time.
Don't get sarcastic.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
I do have free time. I learned all about octopuses this morning. That's my Ooh. Free time.
So. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that would be lovely.
Okay, moving on.
Policies.
Beth and I are going to try to tackle some policies. The first one that we're going to look at is the financial management policy. So Beth she sent me a bunch of PDFs of different examples. And I think what we're going to do is try to come up with just a rough draft and kind of work through some of the policy parts of it. So that's our first one, right, Beth?
I think it's the one we need to do. It's, I think, the most important. And
yeah, I agree.
We have just pieces of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa, we don't want to leave you out of this, but it's been something that's been gnawing me ever since, you know, last spring when I brought it up and everything. So I talked to Eileen about it. Well, my idea was, you know, two of us work on it and come up with a rough draft, and then everybody can, you know, then we discuss it again, send it out and everybody can look at it and give their feedback, and that we should actually probably really tackle the formal review in a work session and not try to do it during a monthly business meeting because it could get involved.
Correct.
Okay.
Next on the agenda is the yard maintenance at the tank farm.
Eileen, you wanted to discuss that.
I think it would be a good idea if we got this guy on board for more than once a year.
Right.
And had him go up there and do it. You were thinking twice a year, at least twice a year.
That's what we had asked him for an estimate, and he had estimated $800 twice a year or $1,600 for a year. And then we waited too long and it was too big of a project. So it did cost us $1,000, but that was like in July instead of in May. So I don't know. I haven't been up there for a while. Is it knee high or?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't knee high. It wasn't bad.
Shoot. Yeah, we'll see. It's probably going to be, I'm thinking maybe late fall and then spring sometime. You know, spring when it warms up and it's had all that rain is when it really starts shooting up.
Yeah. Well, and it's been dry.
Sooner than we did last year.
Yeah. that spring three where the cage is, you know, inside of that cage, there was a lot of stuff that had kind of grown up.
You mean the one spring two and across the road?
Is that spring two? Yes. Sorry. Yeah. Spring two. Yeah. Across the road, you know, so.
Yeah. And, we didn't have them do any there, but.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know the lock on that, not the cage, but on the door was froze up. So you couldn't even open it.
You guys didn't get it open at all?
Yeah, no.
Okay. So,
but that's, I guess, more of a maintenance issue than it is a yard maintenance issue.
Yes, that wouldn't be the yard people. Yeah.
So anyways, it would probably be a good idea to have this guy come more than once a year. So.
Yes, I agree. And we had talked about that last spring and we ended up waiting too long.
Yeah.
So I guess we should just try to keep an eye on it and see if, you know, we want to have them do it in November, or do we want to wait and have them do a February and a June cleanup or something maybe?
Yeah. Well, maybe we could just give him a call and, you know, see what he thinks too. You know, he might have a better idea of when it would work best for him too. So.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Are you all right with that, Lisa?
Yes. And Eileen, if you could call him and ask his opinion, you know, tell him we want it twice a year and, you know, how much it will be and, you know, just let us know when.
Okay.
That's George.
George?
George.
Okay.
Next on the agenda is the Second Street easement work.
Right. So Eileen and I had a meeting with two of the customers that are down there. A third kind of spoke through one of them. They couldn't make it. There's definitely going to be a need for something in writing. And I think we still need, you know, the email was sent, letter email was sent to six people. We've heard from four of them and not heard anything from two of them. Probably should attempt to contact them. And I think there's one other party we might need to have some discussions with. So. But we're getting somewhere there. I think we have a better understanding of what everybody's concerns are.
Yes, I think that's just where we're at, is trying to get a better idea of what people's concerns are. Mm-hmm. And I know that the halls sent an email here recently. I think Whitney forwarded the email to us.
Yeah, I think it was sent just to the office.
Yeah. And so it wasn't like we made any decisions to do anything at this point. You know, it was more just to try to get an idea of where these residents were at. And they're the ones that had asked to talk to us. So we did get a response from one of the other ones, but it was just an email response. So we did hear. So, but I think, you know, Beth and I tried to reassure the residents that nothing was going to happen right now. And I know the one thing that we gave a little bit of thought to was if we needed to contact our attorney and ask him some questions about weight restrictions and, you know, putting signage up, but, you know, we're really not even to that point yet. So, and kind of the pros and cons of even doing something like that. right? Is that kind of a good?
Yeah, I would say it's still, you know, because we haven't made contact. We haven't had contact back from everybody. And so, yeah, it's still, you know, it's still a work in progress.
Yep. I'll be right back. Excuse me.
Abby. I already ordered that. Yeah.
Okay.
Doing her sleeping.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, that's our report, I think.
So, what are our next steps?
With Second Street?
Yes.
I think we still need to make sure that the other people got our information on it, the two that we haven't heard from.
Mm-hmm. We were going to try phone calls, weren't we?
I'll have to get to see if we have phone numbers at the office for them and do some of that.
I guess the other thing you could do is just shoot the email back to them and just put, you know, second request for a reply.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, might work.
Might.
So, but that's kind of where we're at, Lisa. It's just trying to get the response from all of the parties involved. And the response is just a response to our email, basically stating, you know, what we intend to do at some point.
Okay, next on the agenda, ordinances, resolutions. We don't have any that I know of.
Nope, they'd be already in draft form.
Yep, so next is the public comments. Do we have any public comments? Seeing no hands raised or anybody speaking, does the board members have any comments? Going once, going twice.
I have something, but I forgot it, so that's lucky.
No? Okay, does anybody mind that we adjourn this meeting at 7:36 p.m.?
No, it's just, the only other meeting we have is Tuesday, October 11th is our next monthly meeting. I'm good to go.
I am going to end recording.
Meeting is adjourned at 7:36.